Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The violinist and songwriter Marquis Tolliver hails from Florida, but honed his chops busking on the streets of New York and East London, where he has created a compelling hybrid sound where pop and classical and R&B all meet. Fellow musicians on both sides of the Atlantic have taken a shine to him. Adele called him her new favorite artist, and the band Grizzly Bear asked him to record strings for their 2009 album Vekatimest. Now, Marquis is just a few weeks away from the release of his own debut album, Land of Canaan. We'll talk with him in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. Here is Marquis Tolliver live on Soundcheck with Control. Nicely done. Marquis Tolliver playing the violin and singing. His song is Control, and you'll find it on his album Land of Canaan, due out on May 14th. Marquis Tolliver, my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. And I kind of expected, you know, there'd be more looping and stuff in
that song. Sometimes I do that.
But you didn't really need it there. I mean, you know, there's the moment where you're playing the pizzicato with the pinky finger at the same time that you're still bowing. So you got a couple of things going on simultaneously there.
I've had time to work it out.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of unusual. I can't think of too many other violinist singer songwriters other than, I don't know if you know Andrew Bird.
Yeah, we're on the same label, actually.
Oh, okay.
We're on the same label, Bella Union, in Europe.
In Europe, yeah.
But I don't know him.
Right. you know, once you get into the musical avant-garde, there's some pretty great violinist vocalists, too.
Nigel
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, is he singing these days?
I'm sure he sings.
Yeah.
But the bulk of it is just like, you know, what he does. But
So how did you come to this? I mean, you're clearly a trained violinist. Did you take voice lessons as well?
Did I take voice lessons as well? Well, I went to Stetson University briefly to try to attempt a degree in music education.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the prereq for a music education degree is you have to, you know how to sing and teach singing and piano and all those things. So a little bit of that rubbed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been surrounded by musical theater, just with playing in the pit from middle school up until high school, and then with the operas and everything. And then before that, I was just singing in church choirs and in gospel choirs, and then orchestra friends would get together before the bus and we'd like sing the latest Christina Aguilera song and like figure out violin parts to it and all this jazz. And so I guess it was a gradual manifestation.
Well, now there's a moment in that song, Control, which, by the way, on the record is a much bigger sound.
It's
really lush. Although the same moment happens on the record, which is the quote from Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Yeah, Ashford and Simpson, they created that, and Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye made it famous.
So I guess what I'm wondering is that, do you consider that part of your musical DNA? Is that kind of a...
I'd say it's part of my foundation as a contemporary musician.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from...
Despite the fact that music is well before your time.
Well before my time, but eternal.
Yeah,
so it's always being rejuvenated with new listeners, such as myself, creating new sounds with it. But I guess it's a platform for me to have a familiarity with the audience, aside from Yasha Heifetz and Yehudi Menuhin being in my head and only classical, I guess, brains knowing about that.
Yeah.
So
isn't it funny how, you know, you can mention like two long dead violinists, and if you're a classical musician, classical fan, nobody bats an eyelid, but you mention somebody who was like alive and active in the 60s and 70s, and they're like, ah, it's way before your time.
Well, I mean, I guess it's all about perception
and
what the intent is. My intent as a musician is to bring together, I guess I can think of myself as a magician or a sorcerer in a way, and I'm just trying to bring together the different elements of vibrations from the past and fuse it with me, the present.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that that there's, even in the age where you can have a whole string section with the press of a button or a key on a keyboard, do you find people still being drawn to the sounds of real violins, real violas, real cellos?
I think so. It's just more of a acquired taste, because I guess if you're born in 96 and onward, you kind of gravitate towards the electronic and the sub bass and all those things. But for me...
How did you do that?
Oh, that Inspector Gadget.
Thing.
Yeah, watching Inspector Gadget.
So you've done some string arrangements.
Yes,
I assume you did your own arrangements for the record, too, which is called Land of Canaan.
Yes, it is.
Can you explain the title?
Land of Canaan can be anything, but if you go on Google, I'm sure it will tell you what it is. But my Land of Canaan, this debut album, is just a fusion of the different types of places that have inspired me. Specifically, I'm from Daytona Beach, Florida, so the South, and gospel music is a big influence.
Mm.
And with gospel music comes church. So in church, you would hear all these stories of Noah and the Great Flood and the Curse of Ham. And those things were so vivid and crisp and jagged when it came to the adjectives and the stories. They resonated with me later on in the future when I was about 18 or 19 going to community college. And had an African-American study course where we had to read the autobiography of Frederick Douglass. And that's where Kanan came up again, resurrected, with Frederick Douglass recalling the songs that the slaves would sing while working in the fields. And the lyric is simply, "O Kanan, sweet Kanan, I am bound to the land of Kanan." Mm-hmm. And so I was so inspired by that, I created more words to go with it in music.
So you went to community college. You did a stint at Stetson, you said?
Well, I guess I went to Stetson first.
Okay.
And then started doing too many shows and not doing the math homeworks and only doing, you know, like my private lessons and my theory and all that. So they kicked me out. And I went to community college, and that's where the African-American studies course happened.
Okay. And then at some point, you find yourself busking on the streets here in New York.
Yeah.
You were not the first. You will not be the last musician to have been discovered
way. Yeah. Yeah, man. No American Idol.
Yeah,
American Idol's fine. Listen to me.
But one of the guys, was it Kip Malone from TV on the Radio?
Kip was like the first big name that everyone else knows.
Yeah.
But before Kip was a woman named Marlon Landeos, who owns a vintage shop. And Kip knew her and knows of her. And I was staying with Marlon, and she's from Sweden, and she used to play cello. But after she, you know, finished the relationship, she didn't want to touch the cello because it was too connected to her previous relationship. So when I came into the picture playing outside of her vintage store, Kip would see me from time to time, and he would go and hang out with Marlon and, like, collect some things. And I guess a month later, Marlon wakes me up before I go out. And she's like, "Marquise, Kip wanted me to tell you that he wants you to meet him outside of my shop at 7 because he wants you to do some recording." And that's all it was. And then the recording wound up to be making string parts alongside of him for Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson was the or is the artist's name whose record I worked on that Kip produced.
Okay. So right away you were doing string arrangements and stuff like that. At what point did you start writing your own songs?
I started writing my own songs when I was 7 on a Yamaha piano to House of the Rising Sun. I didn't know it was House of the Rising Sun until later on, but it had like the keyboard setting when I was taking piano lessons.
Oh, I see. So you would press a button, it would play those chords.
The thing was, this was before I could read music,
right,
so I would listen. I would listen back to it, da 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 da, and then I would figure it out by ear. And then later on, that helped with catching on to actually reading the staff and knowing FACE, EGBDF, and all those things. But I first started writing songs back when I was 7. But the first official song was created. The first official song was created in high school for a talent competition for another artist and friend. And that song wound up doing really well. And, yeah.
So, Mr. American Idol over there.
I tried to do the American Idol. Yeah. It didn't work out.
So, is that true? Did you really?
Yeah, I did it back in, I guess I was 16, and I sang Yesterday. And, yeah, it was in Orlando, but...
You didn't get the ticket to Hollywood.
No.
Weird.
Hollywood isn't the Hollywood that we all think of.
Yeah. All right, well, Marquise Tolliver, the violinist, vocalist, songwriter, with us here in the Soundcheck studio. His album's called Land of Kanan. It's out on May 14th. Let's hear another song. He's performing at the piano for this one. It's called Try Your Best. Once again, this is Marquise Tolliver, live on Soundcheck.
Fade, but I cannot change my past. Oh, no time will erase all of the things we've had. Am I talking to a ghost? My reflection tells me no, 'cause I'm the only one that's standing where I am. My eyes are playing tricks on me. It's hard for me to see, 'cause the sun is shining bright in Wonderland, land. I heard a melody that sounds so sweet and made my mind wake up. a symphony that sounds so sweet, it made me wanna lose control. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, radio. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, 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 radio. I should be going, 'cause people will find me and tell me that I should not live this way. The camera lights blind me, this life ain't exciting. I wish I could simply just run away. Am I talking to a ghost? My reflection tells me no, 'cause I'm the only one that's standing where I am. My eyes are playing tricks on me. It's hard for me to see, 'cause the sun is shining bright in Wonderland, land. I heard a melody that sounds so sweet, it made my mind wake up. A symphony that sounds so sweet, it made me wanna lose control. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, radio. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, radio. Hey, the notes took me higher. My mind was on fire with thoughts that I never searched for. Oh, the melody I sing will make your body dance. Don't ask me why. Oh, on another level, if you wanna dance with me, then you're gonna have to break it down. Yeah. Am I talking to a ghost? My reflection tells me no, 'cause I'm the only one that's standing where I am. My eyes are playing tricks on me. It's hard for me to see, because the sun is shining bright in Wonderland. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, radio. Try your best to listen, but if you can't hear this beat, then I think you go have to turn up your radio, radio, radio.
That is Marquise Tolliver, live in the Soundcheck studio with his song Try Your Best. Never a bad idea to have a song about the radio when you're playing live on the radio. Although, Marquise, that would be a tough one to play when you're busking on the street if it's a piano song. Do you write at the piano? Do you write on the violin?
That song was written on Glockenspiel.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And okay. It's supposed to serve as the percussion, but I kind of butchered it a little bit, slightly, but I did try my best. But yeah, on the album, the main thing is Glockenspiel all the way through,
right.
With strings, and then the drums come in on the bridge.
Now, for this next song you're going to do, White Sails, is this back to the violin?
This is the violin song. This is one of the first that I created while busking.
Right. Now, this is the one that you did for Later with Jules Holland, the
yes.
TV show in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of your breakout moment there, wasn't it?
I guess it is. That's what everyone's telling me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then it was.
Okay.
If everyone is saying it's your breakout moment, then go with it.
Okay.
It's your breakout moment.
It is, yes. Thank you.
All right. You want to play it for us?
I guess so.
All right. We're speaking with Marquise Tolliver, the violinist, pianist, vocalist, songwriter. The album is called Land of Canaan. It comes out on May 14th. This song, White Sails, is not on the record, as Marquise just told us. It's an earlier song from 2010, but here's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. Marquise Tolliver, live on Soundcheck with a song called White Sails. That's just Marquise playing the violin and singing here in the Soundcheck studio. An older song, the new album called Land of Canaan comes out on May 14th. White Sails, not on that. But there was an EP, wasn't there, before this new debut?
There was a mixtape following the riots in London. And then before the mixtape was the EP, yeah.
And so this song is on which? The mixtape or the...
How White Sails happened was I was busking in the UK and I got a Facebook pop-up saying, yo, man, between me and you, Adele's at my house and she really likes your music. So when Adele did that blog on, say, a Monday, by Friday, the publishers and A&R from Island Records were getting in touch. So immediately things happened super quickly. And I got a call saying, hey, go to the BBC set and meet with the producers. And I just played that song. And so there was no time to get like album artwork together or any type of thing around that song. It was just honestly.
So that has not been released then?
It's been released, but it wasn't. It was just a quick release just to have something up because it didn't make any sense to do a television performance and not have any content.
And not have anything,
Yeah, but there will be time to bring that song back.
Yeah.
It's been recently featured on a few things.
Well, you were talking before about, you know, growing up in the church, you know, singing gospel music and stuff. It almost has kind of a prayerful quality.
Yeah, because there aren't too many chords to it because specifically with the church that I went to, they would always tell the stories about, y'all don't know about this, but there wasn't no piano in our church before, and we used to just have a drum. And so it's very, there's a syncopated type of rhythm that doesn't stray too far away from two major chords, and that's it. And it's up to the lyrics and the emotion to convey the different colors within the music.
Yeah. It's a lovely song, White Sails, from Marquise Tolliver. Marquise, before I let you go today, all this week we've been asking our listeners and our various guests this question of how do you, I mean, you welcome all these sounds into your world, into your life, classical music, R&B, soul, gospel, whatever. Sometimes you want to clear some space. How do you do that? How do you block out sound? How do you block out noise in your life?
Where do you go? Block out Okay, so. For this answer, I go to my computer and I use SoundCloud and I type in the word ocean.
And
I just listen to the ocean on my computer and like on flights and before I go to sleep, just because I'm from a beach town. I'm used to that. I mean, I couldn't hear the ocean from my room, but it's something that centers me. And I also listen to like a lot of Turkish and Algerian music, things with the blue note in it. Those really help.
I like those quarter tones.
Yeah, that's what I'm really into. I recently bumped into Nitin Sawhney back in the studio in England, and I'm hopefully we'll get together and do more collaborations because I want to get more into that world with the Shrutis and all that stuff. So we'll see. But that's what I listen to just zonk out because I really don't understand the language that well, that well at all. So it just helps clear my mind in a way.
Right.
For me.
Right. Sometimes listening to a voice singing in another language will do that for you.
Classical music really doesn't do it for me anymore just because my knowledge of the repertoire is growing compared to when I was 12.
Right.
So back then everything worked, but nowadays it's getting tricky.
Marquise Tolliver with us here in the Soundcheck studio. May 14th is the release date for Land of Canaan. Marquise, thanks so much for being with us.
No way. Thank you.
And if you've enjoyed today's live session with Marquise Tolliver, you'll want to join us again tomorrow right here at soundcheck.org. 2 p.m., we have a live performance by the string quartet known as Brooklyn Rider. They have a great new album that actually touches on some of the parts of the world Marquise was just talking about. And they'll play some music for us 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow here at soundcheck.org. And follow us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll let you know when this session is up online, and you can hear it again anytime you like. That'll do it. This is Soundcheck.